Hello and welcome to the Golden Hour and the Manifest to Live Life Golden YouTube and podcast show. I am Golden Duffy, your host, and I'm bringing you another show that I have been downloading. There's been a lot of things coming through. I'm spending a lot of time in the quiet, so there's been just a lot of downloads and information that's coming through that I have to share. It's just so freaking awesome to share. I feel like my camera's dirty. It's so awesome to share this information and allow the consciousness of all of us to raise. And that's what's happening when we come together and we listen to these messages, when we pay attention to what's going on in our present moment awareness, we take part in something different. We actually connect with the idea of our existence. So the other day, it was interesting. My daughter had shared that she read something, and I think it was in The Power of Now. I'm not sure if I shared this, but it was, some people don't know they exist. And I thought that was so interesting because I remember a time when I didn't really know I existed, when I lived in a state of being very unconscious and really ruled by my emotions, ruled by my fears, ruled by my anxieties and my self-judgment and my worrying about what other people think. And there's just been a stripping away of that. And I'm going to share with you guys today what that is and how you can get to the point where this stripping happens. And it's the stripping of the ego. And ego is not all bad, but I'm going to share with you the ideas today of the physical mind, the logical physical mind versus the higher mind, and how to access the higher mind more so that you're living more in a conscious state where you have more choices. When you're in the conscious state, you have more choices and you are less controlled by the physical mind, by the logical mind, by the mind that never feels like you are good enough. So I'm going to break it down today. I'm going to give you examples. I'm going to show you exactly how the physical mind rules your situation in a way that puts you in habit loops. It puts you in addictions. It puts you in drama. It doesn't allow you to really live life from the fullest, from your fullest expression of who you truly are. So I believe that life is a great remembering. And I believe that I'm here to help you remember because I am in this remembering state every single day where I am constantly seeing things that are happening, and it is reminding me on a moment-to-moment basis why we're here and what that level of existence is, what it means to truly exist and get the most out of this human experience, but also get the most out of our spiritual experience. That's what we're in this for, is not just to come here and to be spiritual, not to just, you know, try to avoid things or try to, you know, like bypass things by just being positive all the time. I've lived that too. When I first learned about law of attraction, that's what it was like. It was like, oh, I can't look at anything that upsets me. I have to distract myself from my fears. And all of that stuff was laying dormant underneath and still creating. And so my life just was, you know, imploding and things kept going wrong because I didn't want to look at what was happening and deal with it. So we got to deal with our stuff. There's also a mechanism to our logical mind, our physical mind, that keeps us in these habit loops and patterns because that's what keeps us safe and the same. And that's the job of the physical mind, is to keep us safe and the same and to keep us in that egotistical state where we don't have the full remembrance of our spirit and we're not necessarily living in our consciousness. So when it comes to the lower mind, so this show is all about rising above your anxiety to live in more peace. And I'm going to show you exactly where anxiety lives and why you may experience it. Now, if you're the type of person, and there are many of you out there, and this is not to say there's anything wrong with you, but if you are the type of person who has given your anxiety a lot of control, right? I have anxiety, you know? I am anxious. If you have, you know, listened to different labels or diagnosis that has told you that you have, you know, anxiety disorders or bipolar or PTSD or any of those things, this is not to discount that, but it's to show you that you don't necessarily have to believe that. Now, most people want to believe that because their anxiety feels so real. It's so visceral because it has physical components to it. And those physical components feel terrible. Panic attacks feel terrible. They feel like you're completely out of control and you have no control over yourself. This is about taking that power back and helping yourself in the beginning so that you don't get to those points of panic attack. So you don't get to those points where your anxiety is ruling your life and not allowing you to contact or connect with your higher state of consciousness, your higher mind. All right. So the physical mind is your logic, right? It's that overthinker. I've been known to call it the shitty committee. You know, it's squirrels on crack. There's a lot of different names for it. It's the ideas. It's the thoughts. It's the drive of energy that your mind has given to you for your whole life. And that mind conducts judgments and perceptions based on what you've lived. So the physical mind can only tell you what has happened. And the physical mind can only respond to what has happened. It cannot figure out what's going to happen. In fact, for the most part, the physical mind is going to tell you the worst case scenario of what's going to happen because it comes from past experiences. Oftentimes it's pulling from traumas or things you haven't healed. So it's going to cast a shadow on the future and tell you what you need to be afraid of, what the worst case scenario is, and what fears you need to have in place to make sure that you stay safe and you stay the same. That's what the physical mind's component is going to do. It's also known as the lower mind, right? Or the small mind. I've heard it called the small mind as well. So because it's designed to keep you safe, it is a mechanism that we need to override. We need to get hipper, smarter, stronger in our ability to not give into these habitual patterns and loops of that lower mind. Because if we're living in the lower mind, we're living in a lower field of energy. We're living in a lower vibration because the physical mind is physical. It's dense. It's reality. It can only see what has happened, right? It can only take in what is physical. It can't take in universal orchestration. It can't take in miracles. It can't take in higher energy fields or higher vibrations or the angelic realm. It can't take any of that into account because the physical mind's job is to be physical. It's your logical mind that keeps you physical and keeps you safe in this physical body. It includes the ego. So when I talk about ego, I don't want you to necessarily think that your ego is bad. It's not a bad thing. It's actually part of your personality. It's part of who makes you what you are. The part that trips up when it becomes an issue with the ego is when you're living solely from the ego. And this is how you know if you're living solely from the ego, which is driven by that physical mind. You're competitive. Everything's a competition. You want to be better than everybody else. You feel bad when somebody else looks better than you. You get upset by people that have more things than you. Trying to get love. When you're trying to get love, you're in the ego. When you're not feeling loved enough, when you're not feeling good enough, when you're trying to get recognition, you know, those likes and those follows and those, you know, social media is ripe for the ego. You know, when you're always plastering your selfie out there and look at me and gosh, I see girls all the time. I'm not going to go into that, but that ego drive of I want recognition. I want to be acknowledged. I want to feel like I matter. When it comes from the ego, there will never be enough outside sources to fill up that hole inside of you. Because it has to come from within in order for it to be reflected without. So when you feel love, when you feel, you know, when you love yourself, when you feel whole, the world outside is going to reflect that to you. So you're never going to get that from the ego and you're never going to get it filled up from the outside world. So that's why, you know, many people who get the fame and the fortune and all of that feel like nothing inside because they were looking for it outside of themselves. Needing to get credit for things, needing to be liked, having no boundaries, you know, wanting to be liked so bad that you have no boundaries, wanting to be famous. That physical mind will keep you in patterns of not feeling good enough. And there's lots of doubts And when you feel this way, you attract more energy to feel this way. So the doubts are ego, that part of yourself that beats yourself up when you do, when you make mistakes, that's ego. The part of yourself that makes you, you know, upset when you don't succeed, when you get upset about failing something, where I'll get to that. The whole idea of like failing or, you know, not succeeding, the idea behind that with the ego is that you're not good enough and that you're a failure and you suck and all of those other things. So that's all ego. That's all physical mind keeping you safe and the same. You may be a control freak, you know, needing things to go a certain way and being completely inflexible. That's ego. If you get upset when you're waiting in line, I've had this happen and I'm like, I don't know. There's an energy here where I live where there's a lot of like entitlement. And when we get upset about waiting in line, I feel like there's that ego entitlement going on. And that makes you angry with other people. It makes you impatient. It makes you basically a jerk. So check in with that kind of stuff if you're getting impatient in line. If you're anxiety ridden and you have created loops and habits within your physical mind that lead to the rabbit holes, I have like recently the rabbit hole, I can look at it. I can see it. I can have thoughts around it, but I'm not going into it. So I recognize this. I had a real epiphany yesterday. So yesterday I was feeling, I don't know, the energy right now is a little wonky. And I don't know if you feel this, but I've talked to several people who are feeling this way. I'm not really good at making decisions right now. I don't really know what I prefer right now. I'm kind of in this state of like a pause where I'm like meditating really deep. I'm asking for what's next. I said to my husband yesterday, there's a project coming. There's got to be a project coming because I'm feeling like I'm really in the in-between. I'm almost done. I've been editing this book for what feels like forever. And I'm almost done editing the book. So I don't know, maybe the book needs to get done before the next project shows itself. So the next book that's coming out is super spiritual. It has a lot to do with this. I have a whole section in there about the physical and logical mind, but it's all about that spiritual connection to here and now and what we're, how to get the most out of our existence right now, how to exist in almost every moment, how to be in existence. I had a situation this morning. It was interesting. We took a new exercise class this morning. We haven't really been doing classes and my husband wants to get back to the gym and, you know, we're kind of bored with the workout we've been doing and I don't want to do the crazy, crazy classes that we were doing. So we took another class and the instructor was so interesting. We walked in a little bit late. We walked in right on time and he just kind of like said what we were supposed to do. And he kind of looked at us, but there was no connection whatsoever. And he would walk through and there wasn't many, there was probably five of us in the class or six. He would walk through and say things like to the class, right? And never acknowledged us, like never acknowledged, hey, come over here and get this because we were missing some things. There was no acknowledgement. And it's funny because I'm a really social person and I really love to connect with people. But if I don't feel there's a connection there, I won't even try, which is so just not part of, you know, it's not part of me, but it's a reflection, right? So through the whole class, we never connected. I never said goodbye. I never said thank you. It was like one of those really weird situations where I was like, he's totally living in his physical mind. Like he wasn't even aware of the fact that we were there, that we were new, that we could be new people that come to his class all the time if there was some sort of relationship or connection made. I really believe that knowing you exist is a lot about our relationships and connecting with others and feeling and reflecting and exchanging that love that we are. Relationships to me are part of one of the hugest parts of our journey here. And, you know, you may have some end and then you may go through pauses where there's not a lot of people in your life, but understanding that your relationships are some of the greatest ways that you exist and the greatest ways to connect your relationship with others and your relationship with self. So I just wanted to share that because I thought it was really interesting after reading that quote in The Power of Now of Some people don't even know they exist. They're living completely, and it doesn't make them wrong. We're all on a soul's journey here, right? So like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I didn't really know that I existed either. In fact, we were talking about going to Ireland again. My husband's working on his dual citizenship. And the last time we went to Ireland was 22 years ago. My daughter, I was pregnant with my third daughter. And I didn't feel like I existed when I was there. I was really scared to be in another country. I had a lot of fears. I was pregnant, so I wasn't feeling the greatest. And I was like, oh, I would love to go back right now and just be fully present and fully aware and really connect with the people there and really connect with the culture and the energy. I think that living in the higher state of consciousness and the higher state of being means you are really living. You are really present to the energy field. You are not living in the physical mind consistently. We're always going to go back to the physical mind. It's a mechanism. It's habit. It's a pull, right? It's a draw of our energy field. But that's what the physical mind does. It draws on our energy field. The physical mind is the part that tells you you're exhausted. It tells you you're too tired for stuff. It tells you you're sick of stuff. It's that part of yourself that when you wake up in the morning, you dread your day. That is the physical mind. And it's here to pull you out of the present moment. It's here to pull you out of the preciousness. It's here to pull you out of the gratitude. Right before I got on this, I was listening to something from Joe Dispenza, and he, Dr. Joe, one of my favorites, he was saying how the heart, when you feel gratitude, the heart swells. When the heart swells, it sends energy to the brain that creates these incredible alpha waves in your brain. And whether it's gratitude for what you have or gratitude for what you don't have yet, it's all the same energy. And that actually puts you in a different field of consciousness. It puts you in another vibration, a different frequency of living where you are actually doing amazing things for the cells of your body, but also doing amazing things for your energetic body outside of you. You're sending those signals of gratitude and love, and you're swelling your heart. You're swelling the actual field of energy that promotes love and gratitude and existence, being here now. So I loved that, and I had to share it because I was like, you know, they have found, Greg Braden, one of the most brilliant scientists, found that the heart has its own energy center. So it is separate from everything else. Your heart has its own energy center. So your heart can actually send out the signals. Now, in order for you to send signals from your heart, you can't be sending signals from your mind, from your physical mind, because it's the lower field of energy. It's where all the fears and anxieties and worries lie. All the worst case scenarios lie in that physical mind. So to get into the higher state of consciousness, you're in that higher state, those alpha brain waves that is allowing you to connect with your spirit, to connect with the truth, to connect beyond the illusion that this is all there is. So your heart is something about, you know, it's the same thing. It's like getting into your body. So I'm going to give you a couple of exercises that you can do to get into your higher state of consciousness. All right. So if you are anxiety ridden, I want you to know that is the mind keeping you the same, keeping you safe, keeping you in control, and keeping you in a pattern of energy that you say you don't want to be in anymore. Nobody wants to feel anxiety. It can trigger visceral responses in the body. So this is really interesting. I was talking to my daughter the other day, and she was getting ready to do a festival. And she's done many festivals before, and she's actually creating furniture. She makes custom-made furniture, and she goes to all these different shows and sells her furniture from these shows. And she was telling me that she just had this like headache, and she wasn't really feeling that good, and she had to drive the trailer, and we talked it through. And this is the best thing you can do for your anxiety. We talked it through. If you can have somebody like me that has higher perspective to talk it through with, otherwise just journal about it and get to what the fear is. So we talked about it, and she said, I said, well, you've done lots of these before. And she's like, yeah. And you've driven the trailer before. And she was like, yeah, and I'm going to park the trailer and my husband's going to drive it the rest of the way. So I don't have to back it in. I don't have to park it. I don't have to do anything crazy. I just have to kind of drive straight to get there. And so what we realized was her body was having a visceral response to a right? Because it's the physical mind, right? The physical mind is activating hormones and stuff in your body because the physical mind knows what has happened. So it's like, oh, you drive the trailer and you get fear, or you go to these things and you don't know what's going to happen. And so it drives what has happened, but it can't tell you what's going to happen. So we talked it through and she realized that the anxiety in her body was unfounded. There was no reason for it because she's like, my mind feels great. I don't know why I'm feeling this in my body. And so I told her the story about when I found this, my house that I currently live in, and the anxiety that I felt leading up to it, because we had looked at 25 houses. We were in a 1 week window of having to find a place and get out of our old place. And I did not want to give this woman, who I did not care for at the time, I didn't want to give her any more money. So it was really important for me to just find a place and get out of there because it was a lot of drama and I was over it. So when it came to finding our house, I realized that my heart was racing all day. That's usually my anxiety. Like, connect with what your anxiety is. Is it a headache? Is your heart racing? Do you have to go to the bathroom a lot? What is the anxiety doing in your physical body? It's important to know that. Because it's like not having any awareness about what's going on in your body isn't going to help you to connect with it. So I found, you know, it's in my heart. It always happens. Or I get a stomach ache. You know, there's always those energies that I'm feeling. So I realized I was fine about it. I had peace about it. I knew that we were going to move into a great house. I knew that we were going to find it on time. I knew those things. Like, my faith was strong. But my physical body, which is driven by my physical mind, which wasn't even there, it was literally old patterns of energy downloading in my body because I'm about to move again. I'm about to make a big step. I'm about to change my home. So realizing that, I was able to dissipate it because I was like, I am not anxious. Like, I released it. I let the energy go. And I was like, this is not the way that I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this calmly. I'm going to have faith. And a couple other things happened after that that would have created a lot of havoc in me. And it would have caused me to create a lot of desperation. But I had so much faith that I was able to just be chill about it and say, you know, I believe this is ours. I know it. I feel it. And I was able to feel the energy of the house that was coming. So you have these habits in your physical body. You know, you have, when things happen, your mind, even if you're not necessarily thinking about it, your mind's going to go there for a second and it's going to trigger these things, right? So I'm sure at some level there were thoughts about, oh no, what if we can't find a place, which has never happened to us. So it's like unfounded, right? So putting yourself in the place of, how would I respond if I knew this was working out, and getting yourself in your body, putting yourself in a higher state of energy. You can feel the energy of living in the physical mind because you feel a little bit off. You feel ungrounded. You feel unsure. You feel stressed. You feel tense. That's when you're living in the physical mind. If you feel tension or stress or anxiety, know that you're just in a pattern, right? It's just a loop. And you're probably at some point in some way focusing on what you don't want to happen. So living from the higher mind is freedom. It's freedom. And you're not going to do it perfectly. You don't need to do it perfectly. It's not necessary to do it perfectly, because part of our creation process is desire. It's knowing what we want sometimes and a lot of times and most of the time on the heels of what we don't want. So in that energy field, understanding that your higher mind is the place where you're going to settle, you're going to feel calmer, you're going to feel connected to your intuition, you're going to have ideas, you're going to know what to do. You're not going to be living in fear. You're going to be living more from faith because you're in that consciousness, that higher state of consciousness, which is connected to your very soul. It's connected to that life force energy, that God force, that universal force, whatever you want to call it, source, the energy of all that is, that we are all a part of this stream. We are always connected. We're never disconnected. It's just, what happens is we go from the higher mind to the lower mind, and sometimes we get stuck in those loops. So then that frequency of the higher mind is we can't find it. It's nowhere to be found because we're just in a tailspin, right? We're just like spinning out. All right. In order to be in that higher perspective, higher mind is always higher perspective. It's like the hawk eye view, right? The hawks always fly above. When you're flying above, you can see the whole picture. When you're in the problem, you can't see the whole picture. When you're in the problem, you can't find gratitude. You can't find the good things that are happening. You can't find the best case scenarios because you're too much in the unconsciousness of the problem. All right, so that higher perspective takes letting go of the ways of the world. It does. It's a letting go of the ways of the world, which means you are placing yourself in an allowing state, right? Like the world is very masculine energy. It's go out, get it, push the energy, set the goals, get her done, right? Push, 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 move, 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 be busy, be busy, be busy. Flood yourself with social media. Don't ever let your mind have a minute to, you know, reflect. Because of that, we have gotten out of the higher states of consciousness, which is the feminine state, which is nurturing, allowing, being, watching the energy field, watching for evidence. I was talking to my cousin recently, and her mom is in the early stages of dementia, middle stages of dementia, I guess you call it. And she's living in her home with her and taking care of her. And we were having a conversation, and she was just saying, I don't know, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do when my mom passes and what I'm going to do with the house and where I'm going to go and where I'm going to live. And I said to her, I go, and that's all the physical mind. That's the physical mind taking up space, taking you out of the present moment, getting you to worry about things because you don't know what you're going to do. And I just said to her, I said, you don't know what's going to happen. You have no idea how you're going to feel or what you're going to want or what's going to happen in the grander scheme of things. So I said, you'd be better off just letting all of that go right now and just live in the moment, you know, enjoy these last moments with your mom, however long they are. It could be another 10 years, right? And you're getting yourself worked up now. So place yourself in that physical presence of the moment and decide that you don't have enough information yet. And that happens a lot when it comes to things happening that are not optimal. And then we like freak out and we have all these fears and all these anxieties. And then we go to worst case scenarios and we need to figure it out. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Right? That's the mechanism of the physical mind driving you to be out of the higher state, which is the hawk's eye view. It's the bigger picture. It's the intuition, the ideas, the energy that it's going to come to you. That's going to tell you where the miracle is, where the opportunity is, where to turn next, what you really want is coming from the higher mind. What's coming from the lower mind are the habits, the addictions, the propensity to worry, the propensity to think about the things that you don't want to happen. It takes a little time to break free from this, and it's crafty. So it's going to pull you back. Trust me, it's going to pull you back. You know, there's still going to be times when you're going to be like teetering over that rabbit hole and like almost falling in, or you're going to fall in for a second and you're going to hop out. It's all part of the progress here. We're not meant to be perfect. All right, but the more we know about this stuff, the better we can create. The more we know about the mechanisms of the mind, the more we will have, it will have less control over us. Because I'll be in moments of thoughts, moments where I'm going, I actually witnessed one last night. And it was, you got nothing going on right now. And, what are you doing with your life? And what's next? You know, are you really living? Are you really living your life to the full? These are the thoughts that come. And I saw it for what it was. I was like just getting into bed last night, and I had had kind of a day yesterday where it was kind of like this. And what I kept doing yesterday was pulling myself back into gratitude. I'm so grateful. I actually had lunch with a wonderful friend who is in Palm Royale Yep, he's the pawn shop guy in Palm Royale. My friend Tom Ayers, and I just adore him. And we have great leading edge conversations about acting and life and death and all these cool things. So we met for lunch in this beautiful place in Seal Beach. And I was really grateful for that. I was really grateful just driving home and thinking about just how good life is. But then I get home and I'm like, okay, what's next? Because I've been asking that a lot. Like, what's next? Because I've kind of pulled away from doing stuff on social media, and I pulled away from the ego of having to sell things and wanting the recognition and all of that stuff. So I'm really in this incredible space of being like becoming something new, and it's different and it can be scary and there can be a lot of doubts, and I can go back to my old identity that used to beat myself up and get really down in situations like this. And I'm not. So I recognized it as soon as I was hopping into bed, and I thought, wow, I'm going to do a show about the physical mind and the higher mind and the in-between. Because as I'm walking this morning, I went to the gym early and then I went for a walk really early, and the sun's coming up and I'm in this beautiful canyon and I'm walking and I'm thinking, oh, this is the in-between. My post today on Facebook actually was about the in-between. This is the in-between. This is one of my favorite places to be. It's like when you don't know what's going to manifest yet, but you know it's going to be amazing, and you know what you want, and you've put all of your, you know, you've asked. So it's going to be given. You just don't know when, and you don't know how. And that's the thing. The physical mind will try to work on the how when it doesn't have enough information. It doesn't have that spiritual information. It doesn't have the information of universal orchestration or miracles or the non-physical energy that's happening, that stream of consciousness. It has no awareness of that because it's working from what has happened. It can't work from what is happening or what is about to happen. Okay, so the higher mind is where you go when you meditate. When you're in meditation, your lower mind is going to work to get you in your thoughts. So when you find yourself in your to-do list, or you find yourself in like a dream state where weird things are happening, sometimes that happens when I'm tired and I'll get into that spot like right before you fall asleep where you start thinking about these really weird things. That's the physical mind's mechanism to pull you out of the higher mind. So your job in meditation is to drop that. It's not to do anything. It's just to drop that and to go back into that beautiful blank clarity. Another really cool thing that I've been doing is just bringing in frequency. So I think about the frequency of God force or source. I think about the frequency of the stream of consciousness. I think about the frequency of higher mind, and I pull energy in and I can feel it coming into my body. So I'm acclimating all of this higher vibrational energy, and you can feel it. I can feel it as I'm saying it. I just felt it all the way to my feet. So like, just close your eyes for a second and take a deep breath and allow yourself to like feel yourself sitting in the chair. And then take another breath and let everything go. And then just imagine there's this light over your head and it's beaming down inside of you. I can feel that all the way to my abdomen. So there's just this energy field that's coming in for you. And you can call on it to activate your cells and health. You can call it to activate your higher mind in well-being and bringing yourself to that state more often. You can call it to your manifestation, whatever that manifestation is. You know, allow me to feel like it's done. I'm in the gratitude of it already being done. I can feel it. It's here already. So there's a lot of things that you can do when you're in that higher state of consciousness, when you close your eyes and you go within, that allow you to manifest in the energy field. And that's one of them: closing your eyes, feeling your body, going into your heart, feeling gratitude, feeling love, allowing yourself to just be, to be in that nurturing state of I trust. That's what meditation really is when you put yourself in a place where you stop everything. You know, and maybe you have to get up early to do this. I'm a huge advocate of getting up early because your mind's going to be less busy. The world's going to be a lot quieter. There's going to be a lot less things drawing for your attention. And it's just precious. I love getting up super early when no one's up, when it's still kind of dark out, meditating to the sunrise. Some of my favorite things to do. When you're in that state, you're saying to the world, to your higher mind, to your physical mind, you're saying to all of it, I trust. I'm in the energy of trust. I'm going to allow myself to sit here. I'm going to allow myself to be. I'm going to allow whatever connections I'm ready for to become. If you're too busy and you're running around and you're doing all this stuff to try to be loved, to try to be liked, to try to feel like you're enough, to try to get things done, try to get bills paid, to try to be skinny, whatever it is, right? That's fueling your energy field. When you're always in that state, you're not allowing yourself to connect with the higher mind. When you're not allowing yourself to connect with higher mind, you're placing yourself at the subject of everything else, at the subject of being unconscious, of not being able to connect with people. I see this all the time. When you're walking by someone or you see someone that you, and they don't see you, they literally don't see you. And oftentimes I think that's vibrational energy, like we're not on the same plane, but it's also because we're not present. We're not being present. We're not seeing people right in front of us. We're not allowing for the activation of that moment, the full activation of that moment, because we're living in the physical mind that's in the past, what has happened, what I need to do, all of that is the physical mind. So the higher mind is the space between the thoughts. It is. And if you don't feel like you're accessing it during meditation, do what I just shared. Just close your eyes and bring in energy. Because if you're bringing in energy, you're making your physical mind busy, right? You can also listen to guided meditations. I really like silence right now. And I have this birdhouse outside of my daughter built this little birdhouse, and the birds, the little wrens come and they build a nest in it. So he's out there tweeting so early in the morning. So I will often just meditate to the bird sound. I recently heard that the birds, I think I probably already shared this too, but the birds actually tell the flowers it's okay to start to open because the sun is coming up. And I just thought the frequency of a bird song has got to be the best thing to meditate to, right? Open me up, allow me to receive more, right? All right, so the higher mind is where you go when you meditate and is the space between your thoughts. Now, the space between your thoughts, you might not have total awareness about it, because if you do have awareness about it, you're going to have commentary about it, right? So you're going to kind of take yourself out of it and you're going to go, oh, I'm there, I made it, oh, now I'm out. So it's not judging it, it's not thinking about it, it's just being. And just really being in that state of quiet and peace. All right. So you gain access through deep breathing and being in your body. So if you can take some deep breaths, if you can clear, if you can become aware of your butt in the chair, your back against the chair, if you can get aware of your heart space and how that feels and amplify the love in it, all of those things are going to help to ground you. Now, asking questions is a great idea of the higher mind and letting go. This will help you to access information that comes from your intuition versus your logical mind. Remember, energy is always moving and energy is always going to tell you where to go next. Always. You can bypass it and not listen to it, but the energy is always going to tell you where to go next. That's why we don't have to get ourselves so crazy. We want to know what's going to happen. We want to prepare for what's going to happen. And a lot of times we can't even imagine what's going to happen because it's always better than our limited small minds, physical minds can put out there, because the physical mind only has the information of what has happened and can't tell you what's going to happen that could be so much greater than what's happened in the past. We don't want to keep creating the past. We want to create beyond the past. We want to create from the physical mind, where we have all of unlimited potentials available to us. All right, so we ask the questions and then we let it go. So asking questions like, I had some questions here. Do I have enough information yet? You know, when you're working on a problem, do I have enough information? What do I want to happen? Love that. Loved connecting with that. That's important to connect to that, because anytime you get into worst case scenarios of the physical mind, you can bring yourself back to the higher mind and say, oh yeah, this is what I want to happen. Can I think of this from a higher plane? Give me the higher perspective. I'm ready for higher perspective. Overall, what is the energy saying to me? So if energy is hard, if it's dense, if it's not flowing, the energy is telling you to take a step back, always. Where do I need to go next? That's been my question for the last few weeks. Where am I going next? What's next? And then let go and allow the ideas to come. And the ideas will come in such a way that they will feel good. You know, when an idea feels really good and it evokes excitement, that is the higher mind. The higher mind is always going to evoke excitement. The physical mind will evoke anxiety. Remember, anxiety and excitement are the same things. It's the same energy. It's just the filter we throw them through. So it's what we believe about that energy that actually creates from it. All right, let me just go back here. Let go and allow the ideas. Okay, so your higher mind is that hawk. It's the higher perspective, and it flies above the problems or the circumstances. Your circumstances do not matter. Whatever has happened doesn't really matter. And I know that's probably hard to hear, especially if you're in a hard or wonky circumstance right now. Your circumstance right now is because of the way you've been thinking. It's because you have been relying on the physical mind to conduct in your experience that you are experiencing what you are right now. Your circumstances can change like that so fast, so fast. And the reason, one of the main reasons why your circumstances don't matter is because the higher mind is working on what's next already. As soon as a circumstance comes that you don't appreciate or like, that desire gets sparked, that higher mind gets activated, right? Like, we got to get to work. We got things to do. We've got desires here to work on, to coordinate with, to orchestrate with. And then you're going to start to see things unfold in your favor. As long as you stay out of worry and doubt and fear, things are still going to work out for you. All the worry, all the doubt, all the fear that I ever had never kept anything from coming to me, to be honest. It didn't. It came. It just came slow. And it came hard. And it wasn't enjoyable. So this is about enjoying the ride more. Getting the most out of it. It's when really, really crappy things happen and you go, oh, okay, all right, that sucks. Yep, don't like that. Can't wait to see what's going to happen from this, because this is not optimal. And I know that my higher state of being always wants everything to be optimal for me, always wants me to see my power, always wants me to reconnect with who I am. It's always about identifying and revealing the power of who I am. If you believe that, you're living in a state of faith that will just make your ride so much smoother. All right. So we often don't have enough information. That's probably one of my favorite things to realize. One of the biggest ways I've taken the power away from the physical mind is to realize that I don't have to figure things out so quickly. That there are things in play, and I can watch the energy field to see what happens. And then the energy field will tell me what's next, what's the logical next step. I don't have to figure it out right now. That has created such a feeling of well-being and not being anxious. It's amazing. And my husband says this all the time. He's such a master of it. And he's like, let's take a step back. Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens. And that's why I love too. I said to my daughter today, I'm like, you know, just sometimes we're better off just being quiet. You know, we always feel like, and this is part of that ego mechanism where we want to feel like we're liked and we want to feel like we're saying the right thing and we want people to like us. But if sometimes you know, we don't have the inclination to say things that are going to, you know, overpromise, those kind of things. If we don't say them, we're oftentimes in a better place because we weren't moving from desperation or ego. All right. So the physical mind only works on the plane of the physical. Remember that it's density, it's reality. It cannot factor in miracles and non-physical energy and God force and universe force. It cannot factor those things in. And that's why it's so limiting. That's why it can only work in the small field of energy that you don't want to live in anymore. We don't want to live in the small energy. We don't want to live in the survival to pay our bills. We don't want to live in the gloom and doom or the drama happening all the time where we're constantly putting out fires. We don't want to create from chaos any longer. We want to be deliberate creators living in this present moment now who has a ton of say over what happens in our minds, in our hearts, in our feelings, in our fields. So the physical mind doesn't work in the miraculous. It doesn't work from the faithful, and it doesn't work from the truth. It works from a lot of lies. It works from a lot of past energy that if you think about who you were in the past, you don't want to live from that, right? You don't want to live from the traumas that happened before. You want to create from the now. That's another piece of the ego. It will always tell you, you know, we think, oh, let's learn from our mistakes and I'm not going to do that again because this happened. And it's like, we're living in a loop. We're going to keep creating the same things by being fearful that we're going to, you know, screw this up again. You can't screw this up. There's no such thing as mistakes. There's no such thing as failures. Everything is a learning process. So everything that's happening is giving you information of how to connect with your higher mind, giving you information on how to live life from a higher vibration. All of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's all giving you information. So it's all good. So you can't screw it up. And that's why making decisions has been so hard on us because we're so worried that we're going to screw it up. And it's like, no, we don't even have to make decisions that way anymore. We can make decisions from our hearts. We can make decisions from our intuition. We can make decisions from the energy field that's in front of us that is telling us what to do. That energy of ease and flow, path of least resistance. Oh, this way opened up. I'm going to go this way. The physical mind fabricates based on the past and the fears about what we don't want to happen. That's why you want to break up with this physical mind. You're still going to have your physical mind, still going to be able to do math problems, but you want to disconnect from the hold that it has over you. If you have never distinguished or knew about this concept, you can begin practicing by asking yourself a few questions. Is this thought from my physical mind or my higher mind? Now, you may not get an answer right away, but here are the elements to a thought that is driven by a physical mind. Is this thought connected to my past? Is this thought connected to fear? Is this thought connected to my worst case scenarios? Is this thought connected to what I don't want to happen? Those are all physical mind components. Is this thought connected to not feeling good enough? Is this thought connected to not feeling skinny enough? Is this thought connected to feeling ugly, unattractive, unloved, unwanted? All of those are going to be from the ego, from the physical mind. So then on the flip side, when you ask yourself, is this coming from the higher mind? You say, is this coming from love? Is this coming from infinite possibilities? Is this coming from universal orchestration? Is this thought coming from my love for myself? How I love myself, right? That thought of I'm going to eat a package of gummy bears. Is that thought coming from the love of myself? I know what happens when I eat a package of gummy bears. I go down a bad road that does not love myself. So it was funny. I bought my kids gummy bears for Easter. I didn't buy my kids a lot because they're older and we kind of actually said we weren't going to do it. And then I just got this little inspiration to get them a little basket with some socks and their favorite like healthy dark chocolate bar. They're both super healthy. And I got gummy bears. And I think I bought those gummy bears because it was like, oh, it's Easter and it's candy. And it's like, it was from the physical mind, right? The past, right? So one daughter ate them and the other daughter didn't. And now I still have a package of gummy bears out there that I thought I was going to eat. And then I was like, no, hell no, I'm not going to do that. And my younger one ate them and she goes, yeah, now I feel sad. And I thought, wow, I had heard recently about a mechanism of sugar and carbs driving lower emotions, which makes so much sense because it drives addiction. You know, it just does all these wonky things in your body. And I was like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. So now I've got another component to put on top of the gummy bears and the donuts, do nots that I do not eat, of it really messing with my emotional field. So when you can attach things like that, it keeps you from doing those things. But I'm off on a tangent right now because where does the thought come from? You know, where does that thought come from? I'm gonna do something destructive. Where does it come from? Like if you actually followed it through, or even just not doing things, you know, I'm not gonna make it to the gym today. Where does that thought come from? Is that, see, asking yourself these questions will get you to really know if it's right for you to go to the gym today, right? It's always right for you to go to the gym. You never regret that, I'm telling you. Unless your physical body is like so exhausted that you just can't even move, you're just always better moving your body because you're moving energy. So I rarely give in to the I don't feel like going syndrome because that's physical mind. That's physical mind keeping you safe and the same. And it's also that old identity trying to drag you back to being non-productive and to being, you know, listless and lazy and watching TV. We watched a ton of TV on Sunday. I don't ever do this. I think we watched like 2 hours of TV. I know it's not a ton of TV, but it felt like a ton of TV. And my eyes got like bonkers. And I had been on my computer for like 2 hours before that because I was editing. We didn't have a lot going on Sunday and it was pouring rain. And at some point, I was like, okay, I'm done. I cannot watch any more TV. And we turned the TV off and we were like, let's go out. And so I showered. Walked outside the front door, and the energy field in which I felt from walking outside was incredible. And I was like, fresh air and getting outside is life force. It is life force. Nature is the great restorer. So get outside more. I have to implore you to get outside more because it is super. I mean, now that it's becoming spring and it's beautiful, it's still a little chilly out, but you can get outside. You can bundle up. I went for a walk this morning. It was 48 degrees in the canyon, and I still did it. And that's a lot for a California girl to do. But I loved it. I loved it. It was so life-giving. It made me feel so awake. It made me feel so alive. I saw 12 bunnies. I love that because I have my little totems, and bunnies mean home, and we are looking for a new home. So, you know, there's messages and miracles all around us. And it was funny because I was walking and I was thinking to myself, oh, today is like ripe with miracles, especially when you see something like 12 rabbits, right? Like I see bunnies all the time, but to see that many, that I mean they were everywhere. I just felt like, oh, today is so miraculous. Like I don't even know what's going to happen today, and I love that feeling. I often feel that, very often feel that because I'm living from that higher state of mind, and that higher state of mind is what's going to give you those ideas. It's going to give you that energy of, I don't even know what's going to happen today, which ramps up your energy field, which makes you feel excited, which makes you want to go outside and live your life and be in life, be in existence. And my husband literally texted me. I'm going to read you the text message right after I had that thought. Oh, he sent me, I sent him a picture of the canyon and how beautiful it was. And he said, that looks nice. I hope you see, feel, and experience lots of miracles today. Right after I had that thought, it would be great if we could meet up the afternoon this afternoon and do something. How cool is that? How cool is that? I'm thinking miracles and I get this miraculous text. It's just life is so good. Life is so good if we let go of this logical, physical, egotistical mind that is stealing all of our joy. It's stealing us from the present moments. It's not allowing us to be in relationship with people. You know, that go, 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 do, do. Disciplinary and kind of way of living. It's not, you're not getting the most out of it. So how do we get the most out of it? By being. By sitting in front of a sunset, by noticing the sunrise, by looking in the loved our loved one's eyes, by My friend right now has baby deer everywhere. Oh my goodness. I can't even imagine. She's got like four baby deer in her yard. That's incredible. Incredible. So you are here to live. You are here to live life to the fullest. Just to close up the show, I'm going to let you know I have Quantum Speak for Parents. I've got Mindful Manifestation Secrets. These are both on Amazon. You have to look up the whole title with my name. Thanks, Amazon. Mindful Manifestation Secrets is now on Audible, read by me. So you can find that on Audible. If you want a free link, just let me know. livelifegolden@gmail.com. And I also have my beautiful journal that has writing prompts and 100 pages of information, Mindful Manifestation Secrets Daily Guide and Journal, which is a hardcover, beautiful book. You would love it. All right, you guys, that's it for my show today. I love you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for pulling this information through me. We are creating a better world. There is no doubt in my mind. I love you. Peace out.